Russia's President Putin. Stacey Lynn reports on what we know about their discussions on Ukraine.
President Trump said the phone call was a very good and productive one. The two leaders negotiated a partial ceasefire, which the president posted about on social media, saying they agreed to an immediate ceasefire on all energy and infrastructure, with an understanding that we will be working quickly to have a complete ceasefire and ultimately an end to this very horrible war. It's still unclear whether Ukraine is on board with the phased ceasefire plan. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
Israel has launched airstrikes in Gaza, warning the rules of the game have changed. They are the deadliest strike since a ceasefire began in January. Charles Kupchan of the Council on Foreign Relations.
I don't see this as the beginning of a new long military campaign. I think it's part of a strategy of coercive bargaining.
Families of the Israeli hostages still held in Gaza protested in Jerusalem. Many said they want the Israeli military to hold off until after their loved ones are released.
We are very scared that the strikes will prevent us from finding them later on.
There was a highly unusual statement today from Chief Justice John Roberts responding to Trump's demands to remove judges who rule against him. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
It looks like President Trump has finally crossed the line, enough for the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court to rebuke him and say that it is improper for the president to call for the impeachment of a judge just because he doesn't like his decisions.
The Pentagon's cutting 50 to 60,000 civilian jobs, but fewer than 21,000 workers have taken it up on its offer to resign. Two IRS whistleblowers who testified about Hunter Biden's taxes are getting promotions. They've been given new roles as senior advisors to the Treasury Department. A federal program designed to prevent violence and terrorism in the U.S. has lost 20% of its staff due to layoffs. Two astronauts who've been stuck in space for nearly 10 months are on their way home. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams flew into orbit last June to test out Boeing's Starliner, but it was unfit to fly them back. CBS's Mark Strassman.
Butch and Sonny will splash down this evening just before 6 p.m. Eastern time in the Gulf, about 70 miles south of Tallahassee, take a helicopter back to shore, then board a NASA jet to fly them here to Houston, where they'll arrive late tonight.
On Wall Street, the Dow finished the day 260 points lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A structure fire in Racine this morning was quickly contained thanks to the quick action of a remodeling company and the fire department. The fire on Geneva near Hagerer started in the basement of an unoccupied home undergoing renovations. There were no reported injuries. Damages are estimated to be at around $10,000. A $3 billion deal is done in Kenosha County. Eli Lilly and Company has received final approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission for its $3 billion expansion of the former Nexus Pharmaceuticals facility. The project, set to create 750 jobs, includes adding a three-story office and manufacturing space. In-person absentee voting for the April 1st election starts today. You can find voting information at myvote.wi.gov. The Racine Common Council will vote tonight on possibly overriding Mayor Corey Mason's veto last week. The changes would have shifted committee appointment power from the mayor to the council president. A two-thirds majority is required for the override to succeed. And Thursday at 6, Friday at 1. Those are the broadcast start times for the upcoming state basketball tournament games. Two Racine teams are in contention. The Prairie School tips first, then Park. We'll also air the final games if a local team gets in. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
More troubles for the Brewers pitchers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Mariners 14-8 in spring training. Brewers starter Tobias Myers is out now with a strained oblique muscle and will likely miss the start of the season. But Pat Murphy says he thinks Abner Uribe could fill that spot. They are also very pleased with the progress Brandon Woodruff is showing coming back from shoulder surgery. NBA, the Bucks begin a five-game road trip out west tonight against the Golden State Warriors, but it will be without center Jericho Sims. He had to have surgery yesterday for a torn ligament in his right thumb. It happened Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims will be out at least a month. The Bucks have lost four of their last six games. Damian Lillard says it's tough to play team offense when opponents get physical.
It's a tough balance. In your mind, you're like, all right, I might have to dominate and try to take over this 4 or 5 minute stretch. And then you don't want to go against, you know, what the team is kind of preaching. So it's definitely a tough balance.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. Showers on and off tomorrow, even a few rumbles of thunder, highs to the upper 40s and windy. And staying breezy tomorrow night, rain mixing with and changing over to snow. Currently 51 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing?
Doing pretty well. I found this on the internet. These are names that products should be named.
Okay.
All right. Better names for products.
All right.
Okay. So dentures.
I got to promise, yeah.
Dentures should be called substitutes.
Yeah.
Right?
See, these are all very good. These are all going to be good business names, and we should just get the patent.
There you go.
Right now.
Yeah, trademarks on them. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
All right. It says, why is a group of squid called a shoal when it should be called a squad?
Oh, yeah. Squid squad.
Squid squad. Yeah. Jet ski is a dumb name. Obviously, it should be boatercycle.
Boatercycle. See, I'd buy a boatercycle.
There's exactly.
A motorcycle store down on Main Street.
See, now you could still call it a jet ski, but the brand name should be boatercycle.
Yeah, people would buy a shirt that says boatercycle.
Exactly.
It's clever.
Mm-hmm. Astronomers should be called scientists. No.
See, again, we should have a WRJN store and stop giving away all these ideas
for free.
Let's capitalize on this.
I know. I've been guilty of that my entire life. I always have great ideas and
I just give it away. Ideas.
Yep. And finally, butt dials should be called booty calls.
Oh, of course.
Of course. Yes. See,
well,
it's right
weird,
there,
though.
It's
but the change in the lexicon at this point. I'm sorry, honey. It was just a booty call.
Right. What? Yeah, I gave my mom a booty call.
What?
What?
All right. There's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
can't make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
You spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hints are back on WRJN. Also back, the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. You can hear him weekday mornings at 7:25 and then again at 12:05. And it's brought to you in part by Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. And if you miss any of the episodes on air, check out the weekly Paul Harvey shows online, too, at wrjn.com.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, March Madness pretty much upon us now, and it's good for morale. In a survey by Career Builder, about 55% of employers said that office pools had a positive impact on morale, while 41% said it had no impact at all.
So you Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, where we have partnered with the Racine County Eye to field the largest local news team in Racine County. You can hear the headlines and breaking news here on WRJN and then read the in-depth details online at RacineCountyEye.com. Together, our commitment to local news keeps growing, the Racine County Eye and WRJN. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A structure fire in Racine this morning was quickly contained thanks to the quick action of a remodeling company and the fire department. The fire on Geneva near Hagerer started in the basement of an unoccupied home undergoing renovations. The fire was discovered by workers who immediately alerted authorities. A couple dozen firefighters showed up to put it out. There were no reported injuries. Damages are estimated to be at around $10,000. A $3 billion deal is done in Kenosha County. Eli Lilly and Company has received final approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission for its $3 billion expansion of the former Nexus Pharmaceuticals facility. The project, set to create 750 jobs, includes adding a three-story office and manufacturing space. Lilly is aiming to meet growing demand for diabetes, obesity, and future pipeline medicines. Today's the first day of in-person absentee voting for the April 1st election. You can find all that voting information at myvote.wi.gov. And two Racine teams are in the semis, and both games are coming to WRJN. The boys' high school basketball tournament will feature two Racine teams, with the Prairie School taking the court Thursday. We'll have coverage starting at 6 p.m. Park plays Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. Should either or both teams advance to the finals, those games will air Saturday on these airwaves. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. Showers on and off tomorrow, even a few rumbles of thunder. Highs to the upper 40s and windy. And staying breezy tomorrow night, rain mixing with and changing over to snow. Currently 51 degrees.
Where to look for love, I just don't know how.
Our Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. What kind of chocolate do you like? Your choice of chocolate can reveal much about your personality. Milk chocolate lovers apparently tend to be innocent people who like to live in the past. Fans of dark chocolate are materialistic problem solvers who are excited about the future. And white chocolate aficionados have an innate sense of fairness and believe they have the power of the universe at their command. All right, I like milk chocolate, I like white chocolate, not so much dark chocolate. What does that say about me?
We'll be right back.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We're so excited to have the Milwaukee Brewers back on the air with us this season. And keep listening for your chance to win tickets to opening day at American Family Field. We've got details coming up on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits are back, WRJN, and you probably have heard by now that the Racine Raiders are back on the air with us, too. That's right. The Racine Raiders football team has inked a deal with WRJN. You're going to hear all the home and away games for the entire 2025 season right here. First game for the Racine Raiders coming up in May. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA Pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash, and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos, and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/score. ethos.com/score.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Build monthly.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
You gotta understand. Radio. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Radio. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Radio. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, taking over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for our lost time. If she's put together by in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop. I can't stop.
I
can't stop. I love you.
98 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way with Chris Morrow. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
WRJN.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for a feeling that's so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, starshine.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump spoke by phone today with Russia's president. It was a lengthy call focused on Ukraine. Stacey Lynn reports.
They agreed to an immediate pause in strikes against energy and infrastructure. But Putin stopped short of backing the broader 30-day pause in fighting that the U.S. is pressing for. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he supports the energy truce, but insists Russia isn't ready to end the war. The White House says fresh Ukraine peace talks on a full ceasefire deal will begin in the Middle East immediately. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Israel resumed its airstrikes in Gaza overnight. Robert Berger has more from Jerusalem.
This was just the opening.